Proclamation number 5288 of 2nd of January, 1952. Will to truth also guarantees truth. Anyone who seeks me will also find me. Anyone who wants to recognize the eternal deity will also make himself known to him. And anyone who wants to become knowledgeable will also receive the truth from me. Yet he must always approach me affirmatively, he must want me to be and to enter into contact with him, for then he will also prove to me that he is willing to love the being he is seeking. Then he will also be able to believe because he wants to believe. The feeling of belonging is the tiniest spark in him, which will then increase as soon as he consciously seeks me. Everything is hidden in the human soul, yet the human being's will has to bring it to light itself, but it will be supported by me in every way if only the smallest turn towards me has taken place. Thoughts arise in the human heart and want to determine the will to take them up and process them with the intellect. So if the thought of its origin arises in him, then he is, as it were, pointed out by me myself to his Creator and Father from eternity. And now his will can respond to this reference either affirmatively or negatively, and my further influence on him will be accordingly. Since I want to win him for myself, I will again and again try to penetrate his circle of thoughts but never force him to turn towards me. Therefore I will always stimulate him in an unusual way as soon as his will leans towards me. Hence every person can find me if he wants to be informed of his origin, of the truth and of his destiny. Then I will reveal myself to him ever more clearly. He will look at everything around him with utmost attention and always look for the connection between himself as a living being and the being which makes itself known as the Creator. He will be inwardly convinced of this being and want to unite with him. He will constantly seek the truth and, because he earnestly desires it, also find it. In order to be able to recognize me, the human being must believe in me, in a being who created him. He must love me. As soon as he has recognized me, because he now also recognizes my perfection, and he must seriously desire the truth in order to deepen his love and faith, because only then can the knowledge of the pure truth be conveyed to him, thus faith and love enlighten his spirit. Amen.